Hey everybody, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's November 1st and it's 2017 and it is going to be an amazing night. That is, if you are not watching the World Series and you're watching us, that is amazing. And we're here in Los Angeles and so just praying for the Dodgers, praying for everybody right now. Anyway, welcome tonight. We're going to get going here in just a second. You'll be able to type in your questions if you're on us on live. If not, there won't be a way to do that. But you can type it in because we got a lot of our Enlight team in the chat room tonight. Plus, Pam is going to bring all those together. And halfway through, we're going to do some live Q&A and responses to what you're wondering about. I have a new prophetic word for the month of November. Also, I'm going to read from my heavenly journal an encounter that I had last June that's actually happening right now. So get ready because we're going to cross over into an entirely new season. And I am so excited about it. You can check out my website, DougAddison.com. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And on my website, you can download my free ebook, How to Hear God Clearly for Yourself. And also check out my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. You'll find them everywhere. But get them delivered to your email box. That's what I do. And anyway, let's get going. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're going to move right now through the internet. You're going to move through the recordings, through this live broadcast. But I just know, my goodness, there's such a strong anointing. And the presence of God is so strong. I know that you're going to open up dreams and visions, open up the hearing the voice of God, the supernatural, angelic encounters, even in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, first of all, we, on a serious note, is our hearts and prayers go out to New York City and the victims and families of the latest tragedy. And Lord, we just ask now, put an end, stop. I tell you, I pray every single day. I have a list of things I pray, and I pray, stop senseless killing. Stop terrorism and flush it out. Flush it out, Lord. But we pray right now for people all over the world suffering from hurricanes, from floods, fires, earthquakes, violent attacks, senseless killing. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. And we hold the key. We hold the key. I'm telling you, I've been releasing this for a while. And we must grab hold of it, that we have the light. And what you sow is what you reap. And if we're sowing, grumbling, and complaining, that's what we're going to reap. We're going to reap a whirlwind. And that was part of the prophetic word I released last month. But I'm telling you, we can see things turn around. Everything's going to change. I believe we're going to see a shift happen very soon. It's also the 500th anniversary of the start of the Great Reformation, where Martin Luther put some complaints up about the existing church of that time. But we just say, Lord, bring another Reformation. Bring it. Bring what we need to bring your fire and your glory to change heart, to change lives in Jesus' name. Wow. All right. Prophetic word for November. Breakout power is coming. Get ready to break out of the season that you've been in. And also, there's something completely new coming. The Lord is gathering together those who have gone through a difficult times. We've been through the wilderness, been through dark nights of the soul and spirit, been through a lot of stuff. But the Lord is gathering forerunners right now who've been set aside for this next move of God coming upon the earth very soon. Micah 2, 12 and 13. Write this down. This is the Lord said, I'm reading in the New King James Version. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep of a fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They will make a loud noice because there are so many people. Then the one who breaks open will come before them. They will break out. They will pass through the gate and They will go out, their king will pass before them with the Lord as their head. I tell you, write it down. This is what's going on this month. God is gathering together. There's going to be such a loud sound. It's going to be that loud noise mentioned is going to be a sound in heaven from what this new thing that God's bringing. And there's people been crying out, that loud sound's going to break things open. And there's going to break off the iron gates, break off the restraints. It's going to fall off. Then the breakout or breaker anointing. It's a true breaker anointing. People ask me, what is a breaker anointing when I talk about it? Well, it's right there in Micah 2. You'll see it. It's called the breakout anointing. The breakout power is coming, and the Lord is going to open up gates in the spiritual realm. That's going to start in November. I'm so excited. And those who have felt like they've been in a prison or under house arrest, or you know, been held like you've been held back, you're going to suddenly get a breakout experience, like Peter in Acts 10. He was in prison. Angels came in and broke him out of prison. And I tell you, we're in this season right now. Expect the heavenly atmosphere to shift as wisdom and revelation will begin to flow clearly as the month starts. It's going to increase. And this is what the Lord says, calling all weepers. Yes, God is going to turn your weeping into reaping. You're going to go from a weeper to a reaper starting in November. I tell you, there's this major shift in the spiritual atmosphere for the good. And many people have been crying out for change, for justice, for healing, for relief of the struggles happening right now all over the world. I want to say this has been a difficult season, as you know, and the Lord is now shifting the spiritual atmosphere as a result of your prayers and your tears. Psalm 56:8 in the NIV, record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? The Lord has not forgotten your prayers. He's not forgotten your tears. He's not forgotten you. And everything that you have been crying out for has been placed, it's right there, placed in a scroll or a book of remembrance. These books, right now, these books of remembrance of your tears are being reconciled. And this is what's bringing the change, because it's almost like it's not past due, but it's definitely the fullness of time has come. It's definitely due. And in due time, the Lord says, well, it's due time. These books are now being reconciled. It's going to bring the changes that you've been crying out for and in need. Jesus himself cried when he prayed. Hebrews 5:7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Now listen, there's a few things in here. He was heard in heaven. It's interesting. You're talking about Jesus being heard in heaven. He was on earth at the time. He cried out. And because he fell into an authoritative submission, he knew when to move. He only did it when the Lord moved, but it was his tears. And it was the tears of people who were weeping. Remember with Lazarus, his friend died. Lazarus, moved Jesus to tears and ultimately raised his friend from the dead. Tears changed the spiritual atmosphere and brought an amazing miracle. John 11:33-35. When Jesus saw her weeping, talking about Mary and Martha, and the Jews who came along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and troubled. Jesus wept. That anointing, that tears, that power of crying out and crying to the Lord, it raised Lazarus from the dead. And in a past season, listen, it's been this way where you felt like you could cry buckets of tears and no one was listening. You got no results, but this is now changing. And our weeping is now going to turn to reaping. And this is going to be a time that's going to open the heavens up, the anointing that's going to break open miracles at whatever level in your life. I'm not sure, but there's going to be change. So get ready for an outpouring of blessings. Psalm 84:5-6. How enriched are they who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their path winds through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool. Whether others find pain, he gives them a brook of blessing filled with the rain of an outpouring. Listen, this is what's going on right now. God is taking you out of that valley of tears that we've walked through, and he's bringing a brook of blessing. And it's going to, you know, it's going to come. I believe it's going to really start in fact, I know it is going to start in November for a lot of people, but keep pressing in, keep pressing in. It's going to come. Be very important. Listen, you'll need to get the eyes of faith where others find pain. You know, that's what this the psalm is talking about. Others find pain. You'll need to get into the pool of the pleasant pool of the Lord. And get ready for that new, fresh outpouring of the Lord's blessings to come. Joy is going to come. Laughter is going to come. Watch for the highway of holiness. It's going to open before you. Now, here's what this means. That the Lord is going to bring you the strength to overcome the things that have held you back and overcome you in the past. Whatever that struggle might have been. I just experienced this myself. I went through this over the last year. Things that I had struggled with, things that I'd been working through. Then suddenly the highway of holiness opened. I had, you know, the ability that to overcome. So things that you have once struggled with within you will lose its power as you step into this. And you'll have a greater ability to overcome. That's with addictions. I'm telling you, this is the time with whatever it is that you're struggling with, what doubts, fears, addictions, things that you need to get the breakthrough on, relationship issues. This is a time God's going to shift all that stuff. And that deeper intimacy with the Lord is going to come and you'll experience his love in greater ways. But this will require repentance and humility. That's what the highway of holiness that's mentioned is. It's very important. It is not that you, it's a time to be humble and repent. And we're going to be seeing a release of God's justice and judgment, not judgment like you might think, but you know, God is moving right now. He's going to reveal things. Since Yom Kippur, which was in September, which was the Day of Atonement, God is revealing the things that people have done against others. And the books in heaven are being reconciled for injustices. And for those who have been mistreating people are going to be held accountable. I'm not saying they're going to be nuked or anything like that. I'm not trying to bring fear. I'm just saying the Lord spoke this to me. Luke 12:3. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the rooftops. Now, this is happening already, friends. We're starting to see things, injustices come out. And this is why we're seeing like Harvey Weinstein and injustices being exposed everywhere. Notice it really came right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right in there. We start seeing these things because people have been crying out for justice, and suddenly the Lord is now moving. Due time has now come and he's moving. And this is a time, you know, I had some friends that used to say, when the lawnmower of God comes, you better get low. And I'm not saying you're going to be chopped down in any sense, but really we are in a time right now of pruning. We're in a season of pruning. So you'll want to stay humble. This is not the time to go, you know, getting angry at people and lacking grace. This is not the time to be lashing out. This is the time to get humble, repent for anything in your own lives before we speak out in judgment or retaliation of others, especially on the internet. Over the next few months, we're going to see the some dishonest deeds come forward, exposed everywhere. I'm not saying in your life, but I said this. Listen, if there's anything that you're going through right now, simply bring it under the blood of Jesus right now. Just say, Lord, I ask forgiveness. That's it. It's gone. It's not in the books in the heaven anymore. It really isn't. So you'll want to walk through this time of humility. This includes people. You know, there's the Lord's moving in looking in ministry and businesses and the government, education, you name it. the Lord's moving right now, and He's calling us to a new level that will require honesty. He's calling us to repent, bring things under the blood of Jesus, and everything will be okay. If you do that, that's it. Don't worry about what I'm saying right now. What I'm trying to draw your attention to right now is the season we're in, so that you'd understand why you're seeing these things, that you understand why you're seeing injustices and feeling all the, you know, you're crying out and not seeing anything, and why there's all this protesting and retaliation. I tell you, the battle is mine. Justice, it belongs to the Lord. Don't fight that battle. Let Him fight it for you. Stay low right now. Be humble, and you're going to see a new call come to you. And we're being called up right now for unity in the Spirit. It's what I heard the Lord say. Ephesians 4, 2 through 5. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep unity in the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope, and where you were called to one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Listen, you need to put this on your fridge. This is the time to not lash out. This is the time to be humble, to be at peace, to stop complaining and arguing with people on the internet, to stop lashing out. This is what I said, what you sow is what you reap. This is what's going to happen right now. You will want to encourage others right now to get into the bond of peace. And we're going to see the change in the spiritual atmosphere. And it's going to require us to let go of any negative arguments, judgments. I've been saying it for a while. Now it's coming out much more clearly with evidence that it's happening around us. It's really important that we become one in the Spirit. Divisions can bring disunity, and that's allowing the enemy to attack us. A house divided against itself will not stand, Jesus said. So we need to make every effort to heal our divisions and restore the bond of love for one another. And I mean everywhere, seriously. All lives matter is what the Lord told me. Now, I know that's a hot button with some people. Take it up with the Lord. That's what He told me. He said, I'm moving right now. And I want people to know that I love everybody. That's the new move coming on the earth, is the Lord's love for everybody. Those who have been cast out, those who have been cast aside, just like in Jesus' day. There's going to be a move come very soon. Psalm 126:5, those who sow in tears will reap songs of joy. And so God is raising up a remnant right now of peacemakers. He's raising up, actually, not just a remnant. He's raising up an army. He wants an army to come forward to bring healing to the land. And as this happens, then we're going to see the change in weather patterns. We're going to see the reduction of violent acts. We're going to see the release of God's blessings and miracles and revival start to come. But first, the Lord said, you have to step back from your arguments and let Him battle these things right now. So I want to release that right now. I want to release this breakout anointing right now. Father, I pray for anything and everything that needs to be broken off of us. I pray right now that you would break us out of the prisons that people and the enemy has put us in. Break us out of these seasons of a bronzed heaven. Break us out of the season that we're in right now, of the valley of tears. Break us out of the things that have held us back. And I pray right now for that breakout anointing, that breaker anointing to come and knock those things off, and also knit us together as one. Lord, I pray that we would become one in the Spirit, that we would understand the words of the Apostle Paul when he said that, to become one in the Spirit. Make every effort to keep peace and a bond in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Got more. Hey, last April, right around Passover, I started having encounters with the Lord. I had 50 days of dramatic experiences in which I was taken behind. The only thing I could say, it was like a veil in heaven. The heavenly veil was pulled back every morning between 4 and about 8, about 5 and 8 a.m. And I came in. I came in the presence of the Lord through prayer, and it was interesting. I'm still experiencing, not as intense as those 50 days, But that door opened now. And I'm saying that I'm one of the prophetic people who experience things ahead of time. So I want to release this over you. But these experiences that I'm going to be reading one of from right now from my heavenly journal came in the form of an interactive vision. Lasted 2 hours. It was so detailed. I had to use dictation software on my computer. And Hebrews, to explain it, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way, opened up through a curtain that is his body. That's what I mean about going behind the veil. We can go into this intimate place by the blood of Jesus and into his body. I'm just saying, this is a place of intimacy. The Apostle Paul had an encounter similar to this, 2 Corinthians 12, in which he was taken into the third heaven. And he was shown things, and he was given revelation. And this is where you find these types of encounters that I'm about to talk about. Just, that's a little groundwork for it. But these experiences are in the Bible. But I was given detailed strategies over those 50 days about revelation, about the coming revival, about major changes happening and bringing them about, to bring about the greatest revival. It's called the Great Revival, the billion soul harvest. And I believe it's going to start in 2018. And I want to share now part of my 50 days. This was day 48 from my heavenly journal. And it happened on June 3rd, 2017, for those who worry about those things. But these encounters happen, you know, the Lord leads me to parts of the Bible. That's how I go into the Spirit. This is the way it still happens. I go into the Spirit. The Lord leads me to parts of the Bible. And I open it up, and I start having interactive visions. And on this day, God spoke to me to read the Passion version of Psalm 84. And for time's sake, I'm going to only read a few of the verses from Psalm 84 for this particular encounter. But you might want to go back and read it in the Passion because it's very interesting. And here it is. I'm starting in verse number 2. So deep within me are these lovesick longings, desires and daydreams of living in union with you, Lord. And when I'm near you, my heart and my soul will sing and worship, and with joyful songs of you, my true source and spring of life. How enriched are those who find strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool. Where others find only pain, he gives them a brook of blessing filled from the rain of an outpouring. And they grow stronger and stronger every day, each step forward until they find all their strength in you. And the God of all gods will appear before them in Zion. And for just one day of intimacy with you is like 1,000 days of joy rolled up into one. I'd rather stand at the threshold in front of the gate beautiful, ready to go in and worship my God than to live my life without you in the most beautiful palace of the wicked. Now, listen, the Lord is going to do something. I want to end it here with verse 11. For the Lord is brighter in the brilliance of the sunshine, wrapping himself around you like a shield. He is so generous with his gifts and grace. And those who walk along his paths with integrity, they will never lack one thing they need. For he will provide, O Lord, heavenly armies, what euphoria fills those who forever trust in you. Now listen, that's what the Lord led me to read, and then I began to have this heavenly encounter. This is from my heavenly journal right now. So what I'm about to read was spoken to me, but it's also to you as well as also to people, because when I read these things, the presence of the Lord opens things over people, and things start to happen. So here it is. The Lord said to me, I understand your lovesick longings And I want you to know that I'm near you all the time. I'm watching over you, and my angels are assigned to you, singing songs and worshiping around you. I have heard your cries. I've heard your longings for the things that you are now asking me to bring into place. And we are, now here's what happened. We're suddenly sitting in the flowing brook. We're like by this water. And the Lord said to me, I am. I noticed when he said, I am. He said it with the words from the Bible, I am. And that's the creative words. He said, I am the spring of life, that you can come and sit in this quiet place and it will restore your soul. And you're coming out of a dark valley of tears and you're going to dig deep into me and you're going to strike the pools of living water that you're, that as you've been coming here every day, whether you know this or not, you're actually receiving a brook of blessing, and I'm going to give you an outpouring in your life. But first, you must take care of some things that need to be taken care of and be brought into place. But it's a short time, and these things are going to start to overflow. You're going to grow stronger and stronger each day, each step forward along the way. And it's a very short time before you'll start to see the fulfillment of restoration, repayment, and healing in your life. And then Jesus said, get up. Let's take a walk, because there's some place and there's something I want you to see. I want to show you this. And I and the others around me, we were so overwhelmed, first of all, by just what we've been through. We've been in a time of weeping, and we've been in a time of being overwhelmed. And I cried bitterly, because the road to get there, where we were going, had been so hard. I was battling with trying to stay encouraged and positive in faith, but I could no longer hide my emotions. I fell down a few times. I fell down, and my strength left me, along with many people. Jesus picked me up. I saw angels picking people up, and the Lord was picking people up, and he was carrying us to the destination that we were going to. And we came there, and it was a very large golden gate with beautiful colored inlay. And I looked, and there were now thousands of people gathering there. And some of them had walked on their own. Others, like me, had to be carried because we were so weary from the journey over the last few years. Then the names written, the words written on the gate was this, the gate beautiful. And Jesus said to the entire group that we were now standing there, he said, as you step inside this gate, you're stepping into your created purpose. Inside this gate are all the things that I have shown you and promised to you. It's all that you have longed for. And it's your heart's desire and my desire to give it to you. And the reason that you came to this world is about to be released to you. And once you walk through this gate, the gate beautiful, you will no longer walk through the valley of tears. And as he said that, we looked back and we could see that we had been walking through the dark season, through that windy road that led through the dark valley of tears. But as we looked closer, we could see that there were the others had that were gathering had all gone through the same thing. We had gathered at the entrance of the gate beautiful. We'd gone through the same thing, but it was the gate wasn't open yet. But we knew this gate was going to open soon. But we looked and we saw that the road was actually made up of our teardrops. And all of us had been crying and weeping and weeping and crying before the Lord with great anticipation. Our strength started to return, and I was starting to feel hope again. The valley of tears had now been long forgotten, and everyone gathering at this gate was about to walk through the gate beautiful. The pools of water at the sides of the road had been there. And again, that was from the tears of those who had been weeping. And it was from the tears of even the Lord who had been weeping. And those who had gone before you, who have been weeping over you. I was stunned at how many people had been weeping for us. The Lord said, your valley of tears is now going to turn into the road of righteousness. And many people who have walked this road have only focused on their pain. But I tell you, dig deep right now into my presence, because you will discover my pleasant pools of living water in the midst of your darkest times. Then the Lord said, you all have paved the way for others to come. It's your weeping have paved the way for this new season that's about to open. And the road of righteousness is now paved with the tears. And then we look down again, and now we not only the crystals were there from our tears, but now there's like rainbow colors. And it is amazing that was going on, that the Lord was moving in our midst, and we were worshiping him in front of the gate beautiful. We had all walked through this time, of difficulty. But what was behind the gate? We wanted to know. I wanted to know. I didn't notice this before, but it was a very bright white light shining from behind the gate, beautiful, because it was closed, but we could see something was on the other side. We could smell the fragrance of spring rain, flowers, and growth. And the Lord said, inside this gate is the greatest joy that you have ever experienced, and you will step into my perfect peace and timing. And you will accomplish in one day what would take you years to accomplish before. Time will be on your side, and you will receive new understanding of my kingdom. And inside this gate, you'll start the great revival. And Satan has asked to take your lives, but you've made it through. You paved the way through the painful preparation and a testing time, the Lord says. And now, you can stay here in my presence at this gate until it opens, and you will be safe, and your strength will continue to increase and return. Your time of preparation is now here, says the Lord. Wow. And then suddenly the angels came and brought in to us these shields, and they had one word written on them, and it said faith. But these shields weren't like old-fashioned shields. Oh, no. They actually wrapped around our bodies, futuristic. It was like a scene from the movie Iron Man. It just, went around us. And I was handed a shield of faith, and it wrapped around me. And I felt the warmth and the covering of liquid from head to toe. I felt protected by the Lord. And then I felt safer than I've ever felt in my entire life. The feeling was very vulnerable. I tell you, before that, I'm a man of love and peace, walking through a fierce battle around me. But now I'm encased with the shield of faith. And the Lord said, he said this, you'll need to wait here in my presence in front of the gate beautiful. And it's going to open very soon. And you will cross over into this new season that's upon you. It's going to start. And I'm going to show you things that are to come. It won't be long, he said. Jesus flashes us a smile, and then he disappears into a white light. And that was the end of the encounter. I tell you, listen, friends. I have not read that to anybody that I know. My team, my staff, I haven't read that to anybody. And the Lord told me to open this up right now. What's happening right now is the gate beautiful in the spiritual realm is about to open. And there's something that's going to happen that's going to allow you to access all the things you need to step into your creative purpose. It's going to feel like an amazing thing. But if you felt tired, you felt weary, if you've wept, if you've not seen answers, if you feel like you're moving forward, that you're not moving forward, maybe even the house arrest is how I felt. Many others are experiencing the same thing. We are coming out of the valley of tears, and we are walking on the highway of holiness, and we're coming out of the wilderness, and the Lord's about to open the door to the new season. I want to pray right now and open that over you. Lord, I ask, by your Holy Spirit, come now. I pray for those who've been weeping for this time, those who have longed to look into these things that are about to happen. Oh my goodness, as we step into this, we will not be battling and toiling against each other again. We will be in one with the Lord. And I tell you, Friends, the Lord is opening the door, and I release that right now over you. The gate has not been opened yet, but he's opening opportunities for you. He's going to take these times of pain and turn them into a time and a season of blessing. In Jesus' name, let it come now, Lord. Let that come. Let the peace come. Yeah, let the clarity come. Let the highway to holiness come. Let the end of the tears, the valley of tears come now. Let the new insight to not fight come, to know what battle to fight for. That's what the Lord's going to do, new wisdom and revelation, new understanding. I pray that the shield of faith would wrap around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew, get myself back together after that. Every time I try to edit any of my heavenly journal, I have only did it a few times. The heaviness of the Lord comes on me. It feels like a trance. You get sleepy. It's an interesting thing. But check out my website, DougAddison.com. Oh man, can I even talk right now? Got a few things I want to tell you. We've one of my most popular online workshops ever. Like, this is going to help you understand what we just. What I just did, and I'm having trouble talking. I'm really kind of wasted in the spirit at the moment. But it was called Encountering Heaven. In 2016, I did an online training with my team. And since then, the Lord has been giving me new revelations, of course, just like I just explained to you, and insights into the courts of heaven. And what I just explained to you wasn't the courts of heaven. It was a gate of heaven. It was a place that exists. But there's a place throughout the Bible we see God interacting with us in a courtroom type of setting. And Jesus is our great mediator. And he allows us to approach him through the throne of grace with boldness. By his blood, we can come forward. And so heaven is already on your side. I want you to know that. So when I'm talking about the courtroom of heaven, it's not like you're being pulled in, you know, for traffic court. It's not like Judge Judy or anything like that. Or, you know, the people's court. This is the Lord's, and he loves you. We need to understand the functions and the protocols of how heaven operates so that we can operate in the courts and of heaven. So I've been living this out for the last few years, and part of the 50-day encounter that I just read, one of them, the Lord said it's now time to release the revelation to you so that you can apply this to your life. And here's the cool thing. You don't need to be a prophet to grab hold of this. My goodness. If you've experienced losses in your life, injustices, maybe been praying about situations and still waiting for a breakthrough, I'm just saying, God is now releasing revelation into the spiritual warfare on how we can see change without protest. How do you get greater change without protest? So I'm excited to invite you to my next online training workshop, which is Saturday, November 18th, Understanding the Courts of Heaven, How to Be More Effective in Prayer and Spiritual Warfare. This is going to be so powerful. I've been waiting to do it. I've been releasing a little bit out there, you know, some podcasts and things, but this workshop will help you get a new grid and understanding what God's doing right now, how you can interact and change things and take advantage, get an advantage over the enemy by the legal system of the Lord. So I'm really excited about it. In fact, you can sign up tonight. Our registration doesn't open for a couple days until Friday, but tonight and tonight only, you can actually, you can save $5 if you sign up. There's a link. And as our way of saying thank you for being a live follower of Spirit Connection. This goes away after this, but it will reopen on November 3rd. It's normally $37 for 2 hours, plus you get the notes and you can get the replay. You don't have to be there live, but the early bird special right now until midnight tonight Pacific time is $32. Grab it. I tell you, people are going to be coming in. This is a school of ministry. At an online school of ministry level training. I've never even done this in a school of ministry, so it's going to be amazing. You can click on the link below to receive your spot for it. And anyway, also, the Lord's just really moving right now. Consider donating to us, DougAddison.com. And we, you know, what we do is bring encouragement. We help people hear the voice of God through the daily prophetic, through the Spirit Connection webcast. We help train people in hearing God for this season, the times and seasons. And so we also help people understand their destiny and discover the supernatural. This is so important right now. So your donations make a difference to help us reach more people. Consider being a partner. A partner is someone who donates every month. You get an inside video sent. We give some free stuff to our partners, and we interact with you. I pray for our partners every single day. Also our students of our online course, the Hearing the Voice of God 365. Consider taking advantage of those things, what we offer at our ministry here, InLight Connection. I'm so proud of my team who they're just so committed. They have so much fun. This is their favorite night of the month. We used to sweat it out with this, but now it's a joy. So the joy is coming back. And you can also, you know, if you want to give right now, you can text the word L-O-V-E to 45888, and you can get started right now to donate. You know what? I want to remind you of some things that's happening out on social media. There's fraud accounts. It's been going on for years. It's not just me. It's about everybody that's doing things for the Lord. And there's fraud accounts out there. Now, social media is a wonderful tool. It connects us with others, helps us to share. But there's some imposters out there, and they set up fake accounts and they scam people. But you won't fall to that. I tell you, listen. What they do is they act like me, and they try to contact you to give you a prophetic word or to ask you to follow. I'll never do anything like that. I don't ever contact people. You can tell by the number of followers they have, first of all. Look for those things. Look for the little blue check mark in Facebook. You'll notice the blue check mark states that it's me, and I never ask people to friend me, ever. And I never ask for donations, and I never give direct message prophetic words. I don't do that. I mean, I don't ask for donations direct message. That's when you know it's a fake. Just wanted to just let you know that's going on out there. And we're about ready to get warmed up now for some Q&A. And let's see. Let me find Pam. She's been pulling together some questions. And just want to say thanks so much to everybody who joins us every month. Here's some questions that people have. Judith asks, how do you continue believing in the promises God has given you when everything is falling apart around you? Well, it's faith, because God works over time, Judith, and we need to walk through it. Now, you need to discern what's for now, what's for later, what is the things that maybe aren't anymore. But hold on. Hold on to the basic promises that God loves you, and he's going to open up things for you. Stand in faith and watch God move. Begin to ask him. I would focus on one. For all of you who are doing this and struggling, focus on one thing and ask God to speak to you about it. This one's from Spring. What do I do with prophetic words? Do I submit them? Do I submit them to a prophet? I guess these are the prophetic words that you get yourself. Well, I have a book that might help you on this. It's called God Spoke, Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. It's a really cool book that will walk you right through. You don't have to submit them to a prophet at all. You can submit them to the Lord. You ask the Lord to speak to you on what to do when you get a prophetic word. He will begin to train you. And this is what we do in my ministry, my online ministry school called Hearing the Voice of God 365. It goes through 12 months of you can take it as fast as you want if you want, or pay monthly, and it teaches you all these things about being able to discern and activate the ability to hear the Lord. But I would give it back to God and ask him to speak to you and confirm that. Spring, good question. Taylor, how do you keep the level of separation in ministry from toxic people? Oh boy, I tell you, that's not easy. But take some time. You know, there's toxic people everywhere. But ask the Lord to give you that strategy. If you're, you don't want to separate yourself out from the world, that's for sure. But there might be times when you need to stay away or minimize your time with those who aren't good for you or good to you. Those are the type that you want to be very careful around. And be careful, you know, when you get around people that might start, the enemy uses that to keep you discouraged. You want to just really learn to keep that mouth closed. Ask the Lord, put a muzzle on your mouth when you're around people. You'll come away a lot better. Colette says, do angels have the same name or do they share angels? Do angels have the same name or do we share angels with others? So I'm assuming that I don't quite understand that question about having the same name, but we do share. Oh, in other words, I guess, would we have an angel for ourselves? We do know that when Peter got the jailbreak in Acts 10, he went, knocked on the door where the place where they were praying, and the woman said, the young girl said, hey, Peter's at the door. They said, nonsense, it's his angel. So that shows that we have guardian angels. So we have angels around us. And yes, those are the ones that we have. But yes, we share angels with other people. And there's angels on assignment all the time. So yes, both of those things can happen. Here's a question. How do we transition from one ministry to another with honor? Well, it depends on how the Lord speaks to you to move. The best way to do it is have no expectation. You know, if you don't expect to be blessed or, you know, sent like, you know, like the church that you were part of for 10 years, and you've been so faithful and you've been part of a ministry and you've been serving, and you really would love for them to say, oh, you know, so-and-so, we want to honor you. You've blessed us. In reality, it doesn't always happen because sometimes there's hurt feelings or whatever. So just know that it's the Lord. Let your reward be from the Lord. And I've had to do this. I had to transition from different ministries early on when God was training me. And, you know, I didn't always get the acknowledgement that I wanted. But you know what? It's God we're serving. We're not serving man. So remember that. Just try your best to be faithful to the Lord and what he says to you. And, you know, do your best at transitioning. Here from Alicia is, how do I know the timing of when to step into a new season? Well, the only way you'll know is testing things. You'll need to test things out and ask God to speak to you about this. And anyone who you feel like is a new season is coming, ask the Lord to speak to you. And then when you're waiting and waiting and waiting, wait and ask him to give you a confirmation of it. And we're all stepping into new seasons right now. So watch this. You're going to see something happen over the next few months, I'm telling you. Coco says this, there's a lot of gossip and negative talk going on at my church. I struggle between speaking up or just staying quiet. The best thing to do is pray that verse. I forgot the psalm it was, but pray that God would put a muzzle over your mouth every day. That's what I do. I have to pray, Lord, put a muzzle on my mouth. Best way is to stay quiet. Sometimes you don't want to correct a fool, if you know what I'm saying. They won't, that's the proverb, because you'll get rebuked yourself. So the best thing is to try to keep quiet. So Laura says, is it normal to transition? Is it normal in a transition to have a lot of hard things happen? Yes, absolutely. When we're in a time of transition, things are rough and rocky. We're in between those things where it's not very clear. So it is a very normal thing to have happen. Kai asks this, what's the difference between a knower and a seer? Well, if we're splitting hairs here, seers tend to do more than just seeing. Seers I forgot the actual verse where that comes from. Sorry. But there is a verse that talks about the seer who knows all things. And so the seers, I'm a seer. So that doesn't mean that I just see with prophets, but I know. You can see, you can know. That's that intuition. You can hear in the spirit. We're talking about spiritual gifts here. The ability to hear the Lord. You can smell or discern things. That's when you know you can't trust someone. That's the discerner. So there's not really a real big difference, except the seer tends to have all, like a multi, the seers tend to be a Swiss Army knife in the ability to hear the Lord. But also, seers have trouble teaching. I'm one of the unusual seers that can teach. Many seers don't have the ability to teach. We usually have the prophets teach because they are used to proclaiming things and speaking things, whereas the seers are used to seeing and discerning, and we get all off. I had talked to James Gall about that once, and he said, told me that I was a very strong seer. He thought that the reason I was able to communicate is because of all my stand-up comedy training and experience, is I'm able to articulate, especially my training in the area of improv, and I'm able to articulate what I'm seeing in the experience and communicate that in a way. So I might be one of the unusual ones. But doesn't matter. Just choose the gift that you feel God's using right now and use it. Here is from Markia, and this says, what is an interactive vision? Well, it's like you're having a vision, and you're not just seeing the vision. You're actually like a dream in the vision. And it's a vision where you're actually not just seeing it. That's what I'm saying. In other words, a lot of visions just, it's just like what you see is what you get. You're watching this movie. But in an interactive vision, you're in it. And read 2 Corinthians 12, when the Apostle Paul talks about going into the third heaven. He says right away, I don't know if I went there in the body or not. And he says, but the Lord only knows. And when you talk about visions, when you read Acts 10, when Peter gets broken out of jail, by the angels came in. And Peter was asleep, and everyone was asleep. The angels woke him up. He didn't even know he was having an encounter. He thought it was a vision. It was an interactive vision, literally. So there's different levels of that. But it's basically doing more than just seeing. You're actually able to interact in some way in the spiritual realm. This is from Sandy. What do you mean by a shaking is coming? Well, there's many places in the Bible that talk about, that things that cannot be shaken will be shaken, so that those things will remain. So there's a shaking coming in the spiritual realm. I'm not talking about physical. It can be, but the shaking in the spiritual realm causes things that are not of the Lord or not for this season to be either exposed so that you can deal with it, or shaken away. It will level things out so that you can see. And the Lord brings shakings all the time. We're in a shaking right now. The world is shaking to reveal Christ. And I'm not talking about the second coming. I'm talking about revival. Before revival can come, before the second coming of Christ, we must have a revival of over 1 billion people. We don't have enough people yet. We have to get this revival. And a shaking is coming to the earth right now in the form of literally form. But it's trying to reveal things in people's hearts so that we can love once again. Hope that helps. And Iska says this. Is there any reason that my ears hear such a loud humming or static in a quiet room? And I don't know if you mean physically, because it might be something in your body. I would check that first if there's something in your body. Or if it's a spiritual thing, is there a spiritual reason behind ears ringing? I'm not aware of it. I would say just to ask the Lord, and maybe I'm not sure of the spiritual root to the loud humming or static in the room, except this. Here's what I'm hearing right now. I'm hearing this, is that you have a gift of discernment, and you're discerning angels, you're discerning demons and different things. Now, when you hear the loud humming and the static in the room, that might be the demonic or negative things in the room. I hear it a lot too. In fact, I used to hear demons so much, I finally just had to shut it down. It was too much for me. And now I just hear a hum. That's all I hear. I don't hear the voices. I hear a hum. So you probably have the gift of discerning of spirits. All right. Someone by the name of Lioness asked, how do you know the timeline when your destiny dreams will happen? Well, it's different with everybody. And if you look just at the examples, even in the Bible, the examples, it depends on how people respond and how you respond. And God's dreams, His destiny, God's desire for us was that revival was going to come back in 2006. That's when it was due. there was a revival due, because I've heard my message about every 10 to 11 years, all the way back, 1906, so Azusa Street Revival. You do 10, you do 11 years, and it drops right on the start of a revival, or right about there somewhere. There has been one. And it went up to 1961, 1960, 72, the Jesus Movement, 1983, the Third Wave Charismatic, 1994 was the Toronto Blessing in Brownsville wrapped in one. 2006 was the next one, flatlined, completely went away. It was God's desire. So the timeline of a destiny dream from the Lord got delayed because of people's actions. I'm telling you this because you don't know the timeline. Unless you're in there asking the Lord to bring it and show, and Him to show you. I keep believing that revival is starting, ready to start any day now. I would consider that the timeline. And I thought it was going to be 2016. I thought it was going to be 2017. It did start. It started in the heavenly realms. It started behind the scenes. It started, I tell you, we're seeing a move of God in groups of people that when I mention the names of them, I get persecuted terribly. Because of it there, and that's when you know you need a revival, when Christians persecute you for reaching people with God's love because of who the person was. Anyway, don't get me started. I'm just saying, there's something new's coming. Taylor asked, how do you get an interactive gift of discerning of spirits? Well, how do you activate the gift of discerning of spirits? First of all, you have to have it. You could ask the Lord to give it to you and start to notice discerning of spirits. That's when you know if you can trust someone when you meet them, right? You know that? You ever meet that? A lot of people with nose piercings have the gift of discernment of spirits. They don't even know what they were drawn to the nose that can smell in the spirit. I tell you, I ask 100 people, 100% of the people with nose piercings, I'm not trying to categorize them, I'm just saying this is how it works, is they're drawn to that area of discernment of spirits because they know if they can trust someone. And the discernment of spirits gift then is ask the Lord to activate it. Ask the Lord for you to walk in the room or see someone. You don't have to confront them at all. But to tell you one thing about the discernment about anything that's spiritual around them. Everyone has something. We have things holding us back. We have things that's, you know, in our generational line. I have a whole teaching on this about how to flip it around. It's important to flip it around because just walking up, listen to me, you can activate this in my book. God spoke now what I talk about this specific thing here. It's so important for those discernment of spirits people. Is that you can't just walk up and say, oh my gosh, you have cancer, you're going to die. I can't lie. You can't do that because cancer and going to die is the plan of the enemy. So if you want to come into agreement with, I mean, what you have is a real gift, but you don't want to come into agreement with the plan of the enemy. That's why I say this. Listen, I have this gift. Those who say, I can't lie, and you're saying negative things to people, it's true, but you've got to learn to say, wow, that's actually the plan of the enemy. I want to now release the opposite over you. And I could, you know, you could say, you know, I see the spirit of death coming against you, but I want to tell you there's a reason why. There is life over you, Taylor. There's life, and there's things that God's going to do. And this, so you flip it around and get them into life. These are the things that we do in our school of ministry and my online training that you want to walk through because it was going to really, really help you. And so I think I'm going to end with that one. And so I just want to remind you, well, thank you, Pam, first of all. We try to get to as many questions as we can, and I want to remind you, my website, DougAddison.com, and to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and the Daily Prophetic, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Sign up tonight by midnight for our Courts of Heaven online training that's coming up in the month of November, and we're really excited for what God's doing. God's going to really pull things back for you. I know that when you listen, you might want to listen to this again and again, especially that part where we go into the Psalm 84 experience, because God's going to open up. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to open things up to you in the heavenly realm like you've never seen before. So I pray right now, Lord, activate that. I pray that you activate the ability to hear your voice, to see to hear, to smell, to taste the goodness of the Lord. I pray right now that all the things will come together. I pray for dreams and visions. I pray for the breaker anointing, the breakthrough anointing to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. See you on the internet. Bye-bye.